Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, a growing movement around the issue of inheritance tax is pushing for changes in the system to allow people with no children to benefit from wills. We saw at least one candidate in the last general election, the former Minister Alan Shatter, running on an inheritance tax reform ticket. There has been campaign by a group called Edit as well. And questions are being asked by some of the independent ministers in government about it as well. Well, for more on it, I'm joined by Barra Rowntree, Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin. Barra, good morning to you.
Good morning.
There has been a relatively active campaign to secure reform in this area. I get regular emails from the Edit campaign pointing out from two of the people participating in it. They're a married couple. They met and married later in life. They have no children. They don't have a family of their own. They would like to leave some of their inheritance to nieces and nephews, but they're going to be penalised by the inheritance tax rate because they're not their children. Can you understand the argument for reform of it?
I think absolutely. This is a very emotive issue, particularly because a lot, but not all of the gifts that kind of what we sometimes call inheritance tax applies to are at the time of death. And so, you know, it gets wrapped up, I think, in those issues, and it is a very emotive one. But I think it's important to just take a step back and think, well, what is the system we currently have? What we call inheritance tax, the way it works is that you essentially, the beneficiary pays a tax on gifts or inheritances that they receive above a lifetime tax-free threshold. And that threshold varies depending on the relationship between the person who's receiving the gift or inheritance, the beneficiary, and the person who's giving that. So we have that threshold is 400,000 for now after some pre-budget from changes before the election last year. So it's 400,000 for transfers between parents and kids or vice versa. It's 40,000 for siblings, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, and it's 20,000 for everyone else. And then, as you say, what's being kind of discussed or what's being reported here is that some people are pushing for changes to the taxation of essentially the latter two categories of transfers. So transfers to siblings, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, and then just general, those ones. And you know, I think what sometimes that debate misses is there's actually already a huge range of reliefs which effectively treat and allow for the transfer of certain assets to people as if they were a parent and child. So there's a very archaic sounding relief called favourite nephew or niece relief for essentially nieces or nephews who work in a who receive the gift of shares in or the ownership of a business they worked in. There's something called dwelling house exemption, where if you live in the same house as someone for kind of 6 years before they pass away and you're left that house, you can receive that house essentially tax-free. And there's also much, you know, a lot of this discussion sometimes is in the context of, say, you know, an older farmer who doesn't have any kids and wants someone to continue on that farm. There already we apply a very generous relief for both farms and businesses where it effectively increases the tax-free threshold tenfold. So, you know, we're talking about 40,000 threshold for nieces, nephews. It's actually 400,000 if it's a farm asset, and they only pay 3.3% on anything above that. So I think some of what's being discussed is kind of exploits a bit of misunderstanding in the system. It is a tax that applies to beneficiaries. It's not on the estates of people who pass away. But again, it is true that we treat transfers between parents and kids more generous, and that we're not alone in that. Lots of countries do that. But moving away from that would be really, really expensive.
Okay, but I suppose the cohort of people with no children who are seeking to benefit from that one reform of being able to nominate people to inherit a certain amount, how onerous would that be on the exchequer? And there's also the argument they make that, you know, they're being effectively discriminated against on the basis of family status, which they believe runs counter to one of the nine grounds of the Equal Status Act.
Again, so I think this is a little bit where some of the misunderstanding is. It's like the person who pays the tax, who is liable for the tax under our system, is the beneficiary, not the person leaving behind it. So, there are many ways in which we treat relationships between, you know, direct descendants differently from others. So I think that's overblown, the idea of that it's discrimination or unconstitutional, as it's sometimes claimed. But again, it is true that we treat it differently. But again, if you think about the expense of this, right, so last year we raised about €850 million from the tax called capital acquisitions tax, as it's formally called. And almost €500 million of that was from gifts or inheritances, not between parents and kids or kids and parents. So the majority of the tax that we raised was actually from that. And So as a result, if you're talking about increasing that threshold substantially, or substantially reducing the taxation of those transfers, you're effectively talking about a tax cut somewhere in the order of $500 million a year.
You're talking about the complete loss of that for the cohort within that, that are childless couples like the people who advocate for this. Then, you know, it would be a smaller cohort within that. So again,
it is really important that the way the system works is the tax is on the beneficiary. And so what that means is you couldn't apply something which exempts just those who don't have kids. What you'd be doing would be effectively increasing the other threshold. Otherwise, you're talking about a complete change of the entire system, which I think would be, you know, is going to be even more expensive, right? So if you do talk about that, that increase in the group threshold, it's not just people who are receiving gift from, say, a childless aunt or uncle. You're also going to be benefiting people who already receive a lot from their parents, but now might also receive a lot from their parent's sister or their brother.
Okay,
but that's the only way under the current system.
The blood relationship can be recognised because somebody has just texted in to say it's a lottery with aunts and uncles as to who dies first. My wife lost €20,000 by way of tax as her blood aunt died first and uncle by marriage second. His nieces and nephews got €40,000 tax free, whereas I and my siblings got €20,000 tax free.
Yeah, exactly. But again, usually the amounts that we're kind of talking about here, there's kind of lots of smaller transfers. But a big part of the expense would be from people who already receive a lot from their parents directly, and then their parents' siblings die, and they're also receiving it from that. So I think there is a real issue around cost here, because again, if you want to think about this in the context of the budget that is being discussed, and the summary economic statement set out that the government's going to set aside about $1.5 billion for tax cuts. Between the VAT cut and, you know, a substantial movement here, you're talking about the entirety of that. So effectively what we'd be talking about would be we're going to increase the taxation of income from employment and reduce it from transfers of wealth. And again, I think that's something a government could choose to do, but I think it's a bit at a time when we're, you know, so many people are oppressed, it would be quite a unusual, I think, priority. And it also, and this is, I think, perhaps maybe one of the biggest issues with this, is that you're talking about eroding one of the other remaining bits of our tax system. You're making our tax system much more narrow. You'll be making us even more reliant on corporation tax at a time when we have, you know, Donald Trump rampaging around the White House and we don't know what's going to happen.
All right, I'm afraid that's all we have time for. Barry Rowntree, Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin. We do have contrary views. We'll bring them to you over the course of the programme as they're coming in by text.